This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hey, I know how you love film and I know how I love film. There's a documentary, a team of Melbourne documentary filmmakers are making a documentary called Brazen Hussies. We have a sound grab from it, which we're going to play ahead of the director and executive producer being in the studio. How do I shoot that off, Rachel? Like this.
How do you feel about women being allowed into this bar?
I don't like it.
The girls of the Women's Liberation Group are organising themselves.
What you're seeing is a revolution in the making.
The most oppressed people in this country is the black women.
I would like to address my remarks to the man who said he was a Catholic father of nine and is happy. I have had 8 children in 10 years and I'm not happy.
It seems to me that what you're really saying is that you men are superior in every way to all women.
Pretty well. That's putting it very simplistically, but basically, yeah.
I'm not crazy. I'm
and we have in the studio live with us, we have Catherine Dwyer and Sue Maslin. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Catherine, of course, is the director of the upcoming film. Sue is the executive producer.
Hi, guys.
It's like cinema royalty in here right now. And Sue's here as well, so that's great. Just kidding, Sue. Now, Catherine, you are making a documentary called Brazen Hussies. So we heard the trailer.
Yep.
Which has vision if you go to the, if you Google it. How close are you to actually getting to make it?
Well, we are currently doing a crowdfunding campaign to raise some production funding. I've been researching and writing it for the last 2 years and I've got the amazing Sue Maslin as my executive producer.
Well, if you're going to have anyone on board, Sue's the person to have.
What could possibly go wrong now? Nothing.
That's right, nothing. Catherine, do you want to give us a little snapshot of what the film is? What are you trying to achieve with the doco?
I was living in New York back in 2012 and I heard about a film called She's Beautiful When She's Angry, which was about the women's liberation movement in the US, and I was lucky enough to work on that film. I started as an intern and just stuck around.
And that won a few awards too, from memory.
Yeah, it's festivals. Won some awards. It won...
including Australia, I think.
Yeah, it won the Audience Award at the Mardi Gras Film Festival in 2015. It played at MIFF. I just kept thinking while I was working on that film, like, I've got to come home and find out what happened here because I didn't really know.
And was there a lag? Is there a lag between our movement and you would assume?
Yeah, there was. It happened a little bit later in Australia.
And as everything really, did in the 70s.
Yeah, it's interesting to see just how much slower things travelled, news travelled back then.
So because no internet.
Yeah, no internet. You just had to get things by C-mail, I guess.
So what? From what I can tell from the, it's about a 3-minute trailer, there's lots of archival footage, there's lots of historical stuff about feminist activism in Australia. Is it mostly Sydney or is it sort of all over?
I want it to be Australia-wide because it really was, I mean, it was a movement that happened all over the place.
And is there a narrative running through it or is it just you're sort of interviewing people involved at during that those years?
Yeah, the grassroots activists that got involved and made changes. But it is, it's a broad subject matter. I mean, a lot of stuff happened. There's a lot of issues that women were fighting for, from jobs, equal pay, abortion, gay rights, just so many things.
And how have you gone finding the people to interview? Are they easy to find? Are there a lot around at the moment?
There are so many amazing women to speak to. I'm finding it hard
Can't shut them up, don't know. They started in the 60s and now they're just...
Have they kept those great t-shirts?
That's the thing that I... Well, two things for you, Catherine. I'm cranky because somebody had sent me... A friend of mine had shared on Facebook the Brazen Hussies trailer and so I clicked on it. And because we're from this Netflix generation, I was like, cool, I want to see that. So it's brilliant marketing for you, because I clicked on it and it said, if you want to see more, fund us. And I was like, duh! I just want to go to Netflix and look at it now.
Good. I'm glad that that you've put it that way, because people keep thinking it's already made. But
actually, that's what I thought. And then I got the shits up.
It's
a
very slick trailer, so it does look like something.
Yes, it's very well put together. And it does make you want to see more. Yeah. And I think the great opportunity for the women of Australia at the moment is that we can contribute to it. Like, so if we've got information or memorabilia or any stories that you want to be told. So, because I'm imagining from a filmmaker's perspective, this can go anywhere depending on what information you turn up.
Yeah.
You haven't got a pre-written script that you need to follow.
Totally. And, it can totally depend what we find. So that, how amazing is that footage of the guy saying, yes, men are superior to women?
I've still got members of my family that think that, though. So, we haven't come that far.
How have you gone finding the archival footage?
The ABC has a lot of great stuff.
Yep.
But I'd love for people to get in touch if they have their own footage.
So any personal collections?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Now
it's
hunting
for treasure.
Oh, I can imagine. And I guess you sometimes stumble across some incredible stuff that you just had no idea existed.
Yeah.
So we have the incredible Sue Maslin in the room as well, who's the executive producer. How did you get involved, Sue?
Well, look, I'm old enough to have been around the first time round, in the late 70s.
Two or three at the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Sue.
I was 4 years old and I was politicised by the women's movement. But seriously, that it blew me away that a young woman like Catherine would be really, really interested in this period. Mm. Which was, of course, life-changing for so many, but, of course, paved the way for what we understand as the feminist movement for the next 40 years. So we met because we ended up on a panel together where She's Beautiful When She's Angry was screening, and there was a panel where I was asked to talk about my first film, which was a feminist film, Thanks Girls and Goodbye, about the Women's Land Army during the Second World War. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't talked about that movie probably for, 25 years.
But can I just interrupt to say, the difference in age between Thanks Girls and Brazen Hussies is about the same. So I'm sure at the time you made that, it's a similar gap in generation.
Yeah, probably was. And being interested in what went before.
Well, then when you say why it's astounding that Catherine's interested in that, then it astounds me
it's
that you're interested
similar.
In Yeah.
I mean, you discovered sort of a lost history that hadn't been
it's a moment.
Put into the sort of mainstream narrative of World War II history, that women had been forgotten. So.
Yeah.
It's very inspirational.
And you're the new generation talking about that generation. So,
and the documentation is different too, because you've got access to all this fantastic footage, but the music of the time and the, the thing that blew me away and the reason why it's called Brazen Hussies is just the inventiveness, the sheer courageousness and outrageousness of those women. And it really documents that period really from the late 60s through to 1975.
Now, just to either of you can answer, and perhaps you, Catherine, because it's your baby, does Brazen Hussy necessarily denote some sort of sexuality? Like, it seems to be, whenever it was used on me by a parent, it seemed to be you. It's not just naughty, you're sort of overtly, sexually naughty, like promiscuous, or what's your take on it?
I mean, I think hussies is a polite term for whore.
Yeah.
But
brazen sort of being unapologetic.
Yep, unapologetic about it. Bold.
And unapologeticwhores.com was taken, so you've gone for...
So
it was
brazen hussies.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think, the term's not really used today, but I think a lot of people from that time can remember being called a brazen hussy by their Catholic school teacher or something like that. I'm trying to find an example of it from like an Australian film or TV show.
So that's a shout out. Somebody will have something.
Think of something.
I'm sure that
early Division 4 or something like that, I reckon. Someone would have been called
also
a brazen hussy.
Don't you think it's very much of the moment? There's so many films and miniseries and docos that are addressing this period of time, and certainly the one, I don't know how you felt it was done, Sue, the one on the Mardi Gras that was released just before Mardi Gras. But very much that look is pretty of the moment.
Look, I think it's a groundswell, because we all know with the gender diversity question, with Me Too, with Time's Up, with the focus on where are, the women's voices. Women have just had enough. We've had enough of this stuff. So it's coinciding with a looking back, I suppose, at, you know, the antecedents of, you know, the women's movement and just thinking, well, fast forward 40 years, why are we still fighting the same battles? So when you have a film like Brazen Hussies that comes along and shows women who at the same time 40 years ago said enough and did things like chain themselves to the public bar because they were not allowed in to drink in the same space as men, or get out on the streets for abortion rights, or it resonates. It's the same thing, you know, where why it is we have to keep reinventing this movement over and over again.
And I've got to say, the thing that struck me from watching that clip that you put up was that the women are not that sort of hardcore political feminist-looking women. They're just regular suburban housewives that have a gutful.
Had enough, yeah.
Yeah, that woman that says, you know, it's all very well that that man says he has 8 children, he's happy. Well, I've had 7 and I'm
and I'm not happy.
Yeah,
I love her. That was from an abortion debate that was supposed to go on the ABC but was too controversial, so
right. They
acted.
Not expecting any funding to come in from the Catholic Church then?
No, probably not.
Although they probably should.
Maybe some nuns.
They need some PR.
Nuns.
Yeah. So people can go to donate, or, you know, to the crowdfunding site. Do you want to give that a bit of a go?
Yes. So if people would like to donate to this film, and we'll really take anything, all donations, $2 and above are tax deductible.
Fabulous.
The website to go to is brazenhussies.com.au.
Great.
And our 3-minute teaser is up on that.
Yeah, it's worth it just to go and have a look at that. I reckon, you know, pop in $10 and go and have a look at that. And if you like it, pop in another $5,000.
Have we got any Film Vic or federal funding?
We've had development funding from Film Vic and Screen Australia.
Yep. So. And I guess that where the government is helping out with archives and whatnot. But what do you really need apart from money, or is money it?
Money and time.
Yeah. And do you have enough speaking heads, talking heads? Have you got all the talent you need?
Yeah, I just need the opportunity to interview them.
Right, yeah.
And so when does that aspect of the fundraising finish? So how long have people got to jump on the site?
Well, we're doing a big push for the end of the financial year, but essentially people can donate any time that they like.
And what are the plans for the film once it's made?
Well, we would love for it to just get widely seen, so we'd love to push for the education market.
Yeah. Okay.
We are in discussion also with the ABC.
Yeah, so television-friendly length, good.
Yes. But potentially a feature length too.
Oh, good.
And because, you know, we're also seeing this fantastic explosion of interest in documentaries in cinemas. Yeah. And because you can, you know, it's very hard to see really, really great docos on air at the moment.
You just have to go to festivals or, you know, other sites.
As a producer then, as executive producer, is it hard to know the length to make the film? Because if you cobbled together half an hour now, you'd have a great short doco.
Yeah, sometimes you've got to do both. The documentary film that we're just about to release into cinemas, Jill Bilcock, Dancing the Invisible, we did an ABC version of that, half an hour, that's screened last year on ABC Arts and had a fantastic television audience, but it was always conceived as a feature film.
Right,
so that now is ready to go into cinemas and it's so much more fun.
So when's that starting?
So that kicks off on the 5th of July at Cinema Nova.
Okay, cool, because we did have an email from Gina who was wanting to know about that. So,
well, it's about another Brazen Hussy, Jill Bilcock, who's an absolute legend and the editor behind iconic Australian films like Strictly Ballroom, Muriel's Wedding, The Dish, Red Dog, The Dressmaker, Japanese Story. I've had the pleasure of working with her twice, and this is a project which is very, very much about celebrating the artistry of storytelling in the edit room. So that kicks off at the Nova and,
the other great thing I think that this demonstrates about Australia, particularly women in Australian filmmaking, is this mentoring role and this support that, and we've spoken about it before, that generationally the women are supporting each other into these roles. And I think that, I mean, I hope, Catherine, that this gets up and, well, it will get up. But I'm so happy that you have Sue Maslin behind you.
Yeah, so am I. Actually, I'm blown away by how supportive Sue is. I just, you know, happened to meet her at a Women in Film and Television event and and told her I'd worked on She's Beautiful When She's Angry and that now I wanted to do the Australian version, and she took me seriously. So.
And she asked for a 70% cut.
But you know, she's zero.
She's been to this barbecue before.
I was going to say that it amounts to $7.50.
Yeah. The website is brazenhussies.com.au. You've got to get in quick if you want to fund it. Now, if I fund it, do I get invited to a premiere? Is it what?
Definitely. Let's have a party if this gets funded.
So.
Let's have a big party.
Sue just fell off her chair.
70% of nothing. Good luck with the show. Now, what else are you working on, Catherine? Is this your sole focus for the moment?
Yep.
Brazenhussies.com.au. Good, best of luck with the fundraising, and we cannot wait to see. Have you set yourself a release date, just to tease us?
I would love to get this done by next year, but we'll have to see.
See you in 2020, I reckon. No, let's get it up. Let's fund it. Let's get it up for next year.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.